Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show. Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Knives Radio. We're here live. It's 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to check out our website, redneckandknives.com. And we're just hanging out, seeing what's going on in the trucking news. Ain't much happening else. We're just talking about diesel prices, of course. And still at the top of the search list is that California trucking company out there with the Postal Service filed bankruptcy. That's the top of the search. And it's at freightwaves.com. There's another one just got posted today talking about soaring fuel prices. And then there's a couple of things going on in California that I thought were really interesting. And one other thing that popped up in there about we talked about it last week was about the marijuana usage among truck drivers causing the drivers losing their jobs or not being able to get hired. And, you know, we're shortage of truck drivers. And the regular folks out there that are pretty okay with you know, token one every now and then, they're like, what's the deal here? This is kind of silly. But that popped up back there. We talked about that. We'll bring that up a little bit more. But, you know, until then, like I said, we're just rocking right along here. This is on blogtalkradio.com's Redneckinize Radio. Live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, check out Women of Redneck and Eyes. They're on 7 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow on Wednesday. So check those guys out. And then also, don't forget to go thank one of our great sponsors, and that is Trucker Tools. Trucker Tools app. Go download it on the App Store, wherever your App Store is on your phone. And you can check those out for more details at truckertools.com. And that's, you know, you can book freight, track freight. They got deal with some brokers and carriers on there, different carrier portals, all kinds of different things you can do, even on the website. there's a website where you can go on a load board and everything. So just like that with Trucker Tools, it's not just the app, right? It's the whole system, right? But also, if you're not into, like, you know, booking your freight, if you're maybe you're a company driver or an owner operator, at least to a carrier, and you don't have the accessibility to do that yet, you could still go check them out. They got the where you can do your load, like route planning, and you can search for the fuel stops, maintenance stops, parking, all that kind of good stuff. Even they got a special search for Walmart, so check that out. But that's those guys there. And like I said, truckertools.com, and go give them a shout over there. When you talk to them, go tell them you appreciate them supporting Redneck and I, because we really do appreciate them. And then we're just trucking around along here. We got some different things going on. For the truck drivers, Redneck and I's here. You know, everybody knows us. We used to go over to the truck shows or to the truck show. And what we've done is we've realized that, you know what, there's a lot more truck shows, smaller truck shows that, treat the drivers better and are more suited for the drivers. So we're going to start going to those more often. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get to, you know, a point where we're going to do our own thing, because we were trying to work with the people over there at the Louisville truck show, and they just wouldn't help us out. They don't want us there, nothing. So we're like, you know what, we're going to do our own thing. And that's what we're going to do. And they said that. They said, well, if you want to do what you want to do, you need to go do your own thing. So you know what? That's what we'll do. So that's what we're going to do. So stay tuned for that. Like I said, RedneckandEyes.com will have all the details on that, and you can find links to all of our social media accounts on there. Also, YouTube channel. Go check out our YouTube channel. Really appreciate everybody doing that for us. So, that's the kind of things we're talking about over here, you know, I was looking at other stuff, and you know what popped up back up too? We were talking about it. The Postal Service is just, there's two major trucking companies that haul mail for the post office, and both of them have Chapter 7. What's that says? Chapter 7. What's this one say? This is Chapter 11. And then the other one in Missouri, they shut down. They're like, you know, we can't do it no more. So, you know, that's odd that they're doing that. And what it is what we found out, that the post office is kind of like revamping. They're not paying how they used to pay. They used to pay just a contract. Like, we're going to pay you so-and-so amount of money and just haul whatever. And a lot of times the companies, I guess they weren't hauling all they were supposed to be hauling, or they weren't hauling enough. And so the post office says, we're going to start paying by the load or by the mile. We're not paying, you know, just straight up contract anymore. And it's like, okay, so if you don't work, then you don't get paid. And it's like, well, welcome to the club, fellas, you know. So that was kind of funny to me to see all that going down. And, yes, stuff like that, you know. What's up with that? That's what I say. So, yeah, that's what we were talking about on here. And, you know, that's what we're getting going here. And we got just – talking about great stuff. What's going on? I started getting back into Netflix. Ozark just came out with their, I guess this might be it. It's what it boils down to. It looks like everybody's getting killed off. So they might be winding down, and this might be it for Ozark. I don't know. The 2020 kind of set them out, because they had an episode. They had the season come out right before the lockdown. And it was great. Everybody loved it. And they were like, you know, when's it going to happen again? And then it didn't. And then now it's coming out, and it's like, you know, I don't know. To me, it's kind of disappointing that, you know, they're getting more and more involved with the law and everything. They're not trying to hide anymore. And they're trying to, like, you know, it's so funny. I was watching that show, and all the people that they're dealing with, you know, they got the cartel, they got the money launderers, they got all the backwood rednecks in Ozark and all that. And first, the whole funny thing was that the craziest lady on there was the old backwood redneck lady living out in the woods. You know, she was the crazy one. Now come to find out that the most untrustworthy person, the crookedest people on the show now is the government, the FBI and all those. It's so funny that, you know, everybody's making deals. Everybody's shaking hands and making trades and making deals. They even got a pharmaceutical company involved in it and all that. And the one that keeps backing out of everything and changing everything is the FBI. It reminds me of, back, I remember, what was that movie? Con Air. And he says, I'm DEA. You know what that means? And Dave Chappelle says, you're the most crookest I've been on a plane. Oh, man, it's crazy stuff. I love it. But, yeah, that's what I got into, because it just came out, what, about a week or two ago. And I said, you know what? I need to break down and start watching that. So when I get home and wind down and have my dinner or whatever, that's what I do. But other than that, we're just kind of kicking back. So take it easy. And we're going to be talking about some stuff that's going on in trucking. So take that easy and you know, just hang tight and call in. Like I said, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Hit one. Let us know. It's Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and Eyes, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
It starts with
one. I don't know why, it doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind, I'm designed to try to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock ticks right away, it's so unreal. You can look out below, watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on, you didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time. I tried so hard, and I got so far.
Hey, what's going on, truckers? Hey, this is it with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're just hanging tight here. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. We're weekdays, every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. You can listen along. We're also on Facebook Live. Appreciate everybody following us along on that. And I can see the comments on here. I try to look at it. Sometimes I get caught up reading something or whatever, and I don't see it. But give me a holler on there also. And then what we do is we record this show, and we'll post it on YouTube later on. And then that's what we got, a lot of content on YouTube talking about driving and everything. And I'd like to try to get more footage. I'm going to try to work on that, get more footage of driving out there. It happened again yesterday. First off, before I do anything else, I want to thank one of our sponsors, and that's Load to Ride Transportation, LTRTransportation.com. Load to Ride Transportation, great trucking outfit based out of Denver, Colorado. I've had the pleasure of meeting a lot of their great drivers, and they say they're just drop dead busy, and they got plenty to do. And so if you're looking for a change or doing something, they run all over 48 states. They deal with brokers. They deal with a lot of different customers to get the freight that they need to haul, especially, you know, to get drivers home or whatever. They got the hazmat certified. They do the temperature control. They have expedited. They even have special handling where they do lift gates and stuff too. So go check that out, ltrtransportation.com, or you can give them a call at 720-277-0030. And when you talk to them, tell them you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Eyes, because we really do. appreciate them. So it happened again yesterday. We were talking about speed limiters. In fact, you can still go comment. Go to regulations.gov, and you can comment on the proposed rule to force trucks to have speed limiters. And they don't even have the set. They don't even know. They're like, it could be 60, could be 65, could be 68. So that began yesterday. My truck is governed. And I think sometimes it says 65, but it's really doing 66. I don't know. But also, these newer trucks, if you guys drive a new truck, you understand. The older trucks, you guys don't know. But what it is you got the cruise set, and you come up on a truck that might be moving a mile an hour or half a mile an hour slower than you, your truck will actually stay behind that. Like not just right behind. It'll stay way. You don't even realize it because you're going down the road. You got the cruise set. Nothing's in front of you, so you're not really worried about hitting anything. But all of a sudden, the truck starts slowing down. And you realize that way up ahead of you, like a good, I don't know, 12, it's not that close, okay? They say that you could have it set for like a 3-second following distance or a 5-second following distance, but they calculate that. The computer calculates that based on the speed. And the truck is way up there, and it'll stay behind that truck, and it'll slow down. Your truck will slow down. And a lot of times you don't realize it until, you know, you get going up a hill. Let's say maybe like a lot of times I'm light. I don't have a lot of weight. So I know I can get up that hill pretty good. And the truck in front of me is heavy, and it starts slowing down going up that hill. Well, I can get around that truck going up that hill. No big deal. And it's not like that truck's going to get me on the, on the down ride. It's like I can go because that truck's going to slow down to 50, you know, sometimes under 50 miles an hour going up that hill. And sometimes I'm even empty where I know I can do 65 going up that hill, no big deal. So, but last night, coming around and Old Dominion passed me, and he was doing all right. Well, then he started slowing down. So I just kind of got over in the left lane and was getting ready to pass him. And he started speeding up again, and I couldn't pass him. So about that time, when I realized that I couldn't, it was like I was out there a good 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, and it felt like an eternity. And then when I realized he was trying to go faster and not slow down, so I got back over, and, you know, there's like, what, 5 or 6 four-wheelers behind me and everything, and I was holding everybody up, so I had to get over and get out of the way. And it was one of those things where then he started slowing down again, and I don't understand what he was doing. But he was slowing down, and I said, you know what, I can't, because every time I get over, he's at it again. So I don't know what's going on with him. He might have the same problem I do where some vehicle way out in front of him is slow and all that. But we never did pass anybody. Other trucks were passing us, but he stayed in front of me, and finally he got off, and I didn't have to worry about it no more. But I tried to back off and, like, let him get out in front of me and couldn't pass him. So when you come out of the speed limiters, everybody said that it was going to happen, is that you're going to get big trucks trying to pass other big trucks, and they can't. And, if the driver's not paying attention, if the driver doesn't care, like, a lot of drivers don't care. They're like, I'm going to get him. I'm going faster. I'm going to go. And then the other truck in the right lane, you know, they don't care either. They're like, no, I'm going to go. I'm not going to back off for anybody. I'm going. And really all it boils down to is one of the two things has to happen. Either the truck that's trying to pass is going to have to give up and say, you know what, I can't do it. Or the truck on the right getting passed is going to say, you know what, he's going to get me eventually. If I just back off, he'd get around me and go, no big deal. And that's what's going to have to happen. And I've just been more keen to it because I don't like being out in the left lane, especially when I can't go that fast. I don't like holding other people up. I'm trying to think ahead and trying to let people say, you know, get around them. A lot of times I'll be in the right lane and a truck will be eventually trying to pass me, and they're not going that fast, and they're going to get me, but they're not going to get me as quick as I'd like, especially when, you know, I know that they're riding next to me and everything. I'm like, you know what, just go on, because I don't want you next to me. You know, I don't want you there. So those kind of things is with speed limiters, you know, you're going to have to voice your opinion about that, because I don't think anybody cares. I don't think the people that are making up the rule cares that it's going to be causing problems where it's going to be a 2-lane interstate and you're going to have a truck going side by side. You're going to have two trucks going side by side. Neither one of them want to give way, and neither one of them is going to be able to pass each other, you know, without any kind of certain standards going to happen. That's what's going to happen, is all these trucks are going to have to, you know, they're going to have to, let's see, let me refresh this and see what we got going on here. So yeah, there's almost 8,300 comments as of right now. And if we go back to regulations.gov, remember we were talking about who's commenting, who's not commenting. And double check some things here. Let's see. So we were checking on who's commenting, who's not commenting. And when you go back in here, the one that keeps staying, let's see, you got the EPA, you got the wage and hours updating, the Davis deal, that's coming out. See, that's comments due, that's today. So the comments are due today on this one. And there are 37,700 comments in 30 days. I'm assuming 30 days. So that's a lot of comments. And that's something to do with some kind of, it's the wage and hour division for the Department of Labor. Is a rule change on that one. This one here, see, June 21st, May 16th. See, this one here was May 16th for the EPA. And see, there's only 253 comments. So now, when everybody's talking about climate change is crucial and everybody cares about it, nobody cares. Nobody's commenting on the rules. So, yeah. And the only other one in here, see, some of them just got started. The one at the top of the list for EPA is June 21st. It's still got 35 days to go. There's only 32 comments. And then Endangered Wildlife Services, that got 12,000 comments for the Fish and Wildlife Service on the proposed rule for that one. And then, of course, we got speed limiting devices. And right now there's about 8,300, 88.29K is what they got on here for comments. And it's about the speed limiting devices. And you still got 17 days left. You got till June 3rd. It's this comment, it started on May 3rd. So it was called 30 days is what they're giving you. So you can go comment about the speed limiting devices. And like I said, it just happened to me last night. That's why I thought about it, because it's one of those things where there's so many other truckers out there. I mean, I tell you what, I have to, because I don't like it. I don't like trucks riding next to me. I don't like riding next to other trucks. So whenever I get the opportunity to pass somebody, I want to pass them. Sometimes they take too long. I just back off. I just say, you know what? I'm not going to sit out there, you know, unless I can actually pass them, you know. And it's kind of like, you know what? Like a lot of times I'll sit out there and say, you know what? I'm sitting out here a little too long. I need to get around this guy. And I kind of wish. It's kind of like I'm doing good passing this truck. I kind of wish I was going a little faster, but maybe if they just back off a little bit, if they would just back off a little bit, just hit the button once and then hit it right back. You know, everything is on your dash. All these new trucks out there, whenever you see an LTL carrier and you see an LTL truck going down the highway, they've got a nice new truck in these LTL, their company drivers. You know, you got FedEx, Old Dominion, all those guys out there, they've got nice new trucks. And I'll tell you what, every single button you need, drive that truck, you know, really good, is on the dash, on the steering wheel. You got the cruise control on the steering wheel. You got the volume to your radio on the steering wheel. You even got the lights to, like, flash your headlights or flash your trailer lights to thank somebody or to let them pass or it's okay to get over. It's all on the steering wheel. You don't even have to take your hands off the steering wheel to flash somebody. So when you see a driver flash their high beams and they got a new truck, there's no need for them to flash the high beams because the button's right there. They can turn the headlights off and on with the push of a button right on the steering wheel. But anyway, it's the speed getting around trucks. When everybody's going the same speed, ain't nobody going to be able to do that. You know, so we can talk about, you know, this ain't right. And we know it ain't right. I mean, every truck driver out there is going to tell you this is stupid. Okay. In fact, most truck drivers, I think we're in the same boat. It's like, if you're going to do this, do it for every vehicle on the road, you know. And if a vehicle can't be governed, then the vehicle shouldn't be on the road. Don't let any vehicles that can't be governed on the road. See how you like that. And you'll see, you know, well, first off, you'll see the supply chain go into crazy because there are so many other older trucks out there. And that's what needs to happen. I mean, you're talking about shutting down. Everybody wants to shut down. Everybody wants to say, you know what, I had enough. Here's your chance to prove it right here, you know. So what's going to happen? Because what we know is we know that every vehicle out there that is governed right now, every big truck that's governed right now can't keep up with the demand of the freight. You know, the people that they need, you know, I'd like to, you know what's going to happen? You know what they're going to do? They're going to have provisions in there exempting a lot of trucks. Like you're going to see the bull haulers get exempt because, well, they're pulling livestock. So they have to be able to drive fast. Just like the hours of service. They got to be able to violate hours of service because they're hauling livestock. You know, that's what's going to happen. So, yeah. I knew I was going to get... I started talking. I changed what I was saying because I knew Greg was going to get fired up about it. What do you say, Greg?
You know I'm going to agree to disagree with you on a lot of things right now.
Yeah, because I said,
of all, the livestock haulers, the livestock haulers don't need to drive fast. They don't need to drive fast.
They don't need to, but
what
they'll tell you all the time.
And they do not need an exemption. There is no truck out here that needs an exemption. An exemption when there is, you know, a national emergency like a hurricane and hurricane relief.
Oh, yeah.
They don't need exemptions.
That's right.
Enough trucks in this country. They do not need exemptions.
Yep, there you
now,
go.
Back to the speed limiters. Okay, no. The reason people aren't commenting, you know, putting in commenting on it is for the simple fact it does no good. And
that's
the reason
true
I
too.
Say that is every time something comes up, oh, you need to write your senator, write your congressman, you need to call, and you need to be polite, but tell them how you feel. And it don't matter. You could have every truck driver in this country could vote the same way on it, comment the same way, and they're still going to do what they want to do. Look at the election. You see who everybody wanted for president, but you see what we got. So it don't matter. They're going to do what they want to do. It's just the way things are.
But you remember,
as far as slower trucks, you know, going to hurt the supply chain, well, yeah, it will. Well, your truck's got to get it there. If there's anything that's going to make it, that's going to break this country and turn it around and make these guys stick together, is speed limiters. Yeah, speed limiters. And all right, people might agree to disagree, and they're going to call me names or whatever. Hey, I'm a big boy. I think they should. I'd like to see it, and I've got one. I got a fast truck right now,
yeah.
But it never goes fast. I run
right
around between 63 and 65 mile an hour all the time. Now, I would like to see them set the speed limiters. Now, Jeff's going to get upset with me. You know, maybe Robbie. It don't matter. Like I said, I'm a big boy. But I would like to see him set. I'd like to see him pass it. I'd like to see him set that speed limit to 65 mile an hour.
Yep.
For everybody. Everybody. No exemptions. No ifs, ands, buts. No exemptions. No preferential treatment for anybody. I don't care what you do. Bull haulers,
right,
Hell with you. Put two people in the truck and keep it moving. You know, relay it. I don't care. Reefers, like I said before, Reefers been doing that for years. All the companies been doing that for years when they was running coast to coast. But put speed limiters on that truck, you're going to jam up the highways. Yeah, you're going to cause a lot of problems. But when the freight starts getting late, freight backs up on the docks, hey, we can't do it. Because not only is that going to happen, you're going to cut the miles down. You're not going to be able to do the miles that you normally do. So now the driver's wages is going to get cut because they're not going to make the money that they're used to making. So
mm-hmm.
Now there's going to be a bunch of them saying, hell with this, and they're going to leave. They're going to leave the industry. I can't make any money. I can't drive fast enough to make any money. So it's going to cut you back from, you know, 600, 700 mile a day, the ones that think they can do it or can do it. All right, now you're going to cut back at 65 mile an hour. What are you going to be? 650 mile a day. You can't average that, really. They're going to be down around 550 to 600 miles with traffic, construction, you know,
mm-hmm.
this, that. You're not going to do it.
Yep.
So now it's going to make everybody mad, now the whole country's going to be upset over it and say, hey, don't blame us. Thank your government. Just like e-logs. I ain't no way. I ain't running anything about with e-logs. I'm done. I'm done driving. They're out there. That big old shiny trucks are out there still punching that e-log, buddy. They're still driving.
Oh, yeah.
Said the same thing about the radar detectors. Ah, man.
They said the same thing about the DPF filters. They said the same thing.
Yep. I remember I was one of them. I was one of them way back. Said, hey, I ain't no way I'm running an electronic engine. When they put electronics on them engine, there ain't no way I ain't running one of them things.
Right. You know what?
It'd be real hard for me to go back to an old manual engine again. It really would. Man, these electronics has got it. They got it going on. Now, all the other stuff, not so much. But, yeah, I mean, maybe that's what it's going to take, Ed, to wake everybody up in this country, all these drivers, and get them to finally stick together. Because if everybody gets mad at what they, then maybe they'll stick together and say, look, we've got to do it. We can't keep going like this. But as long as they keep giving them, handing exemptions out like they're like a Halloween candy, they ain't never going to have nothing. Nothing. Nothing's going to ever happen.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
We hear it every year.
So, I said it the other day. Ever since OIDA has been in the forefront of everything, they say they have a seat at the table to help the drivers out. It's gotten worse. Everything's gotten worse.
I got my opinion on that.
The Landline magazine came out and it says, still waiting. Truckers seek concrete solutions to resolve unfair compensation and insufficient parking. They said, still waiting. Well, yeah, they've been waiting for 40 years, ever since OIDA's been in existence. Drivers have been waiting.
Yep, and they're going to keep on waiting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they sit there and they say, it's kind of like I was talking about it before with a friend of mine over here about sports. And it's like all the people, it's funny how when you surround yourself with a bunch of cheerleaders instead of criticizers, nothing seems to happen. You know, I mean, like the Dallas Cowboys, you know, I love them, but they suck. But everybody that works for the Dallas Cowboys say, no, we're doing great. We got great potential. No, you don't. You suck. Quit saying you got potential. You know, you suck. And it's like somebody needs to go and tell them they suck. You know, it's just kind of like how Seinfeld, George Costanza gets hired by the Yankees. You know, and he goes up there and he decided that he was going to do the opposite. So the owner of the Yankees walks by and he says, you suck. You taking this beloved organization and turn them around. And he goes, hire this man. It's like, that's what we need. Yeah. We need somebody to say, you suck. And somebody needs to tell OIDA they suck. I mean, walking around with an OIDA jacket and says life member, you know, and you're just saying OIDA's great. There ain't nothing wrong with OIDA. No, you're the part of the problem right there. If you think OIDA's
they, you know, like I said, you know, all the members they got, and the ones that keep signing up, keep promising them this, and we're going to do this, and we do this for the American trucker, and we stand up for you, blah, 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 blah. All right. If it makes you feel good, join. But you know what? Every time I go out to Green Valley and I look at that building in the daytime and I see that parking lot with all the brand new cars sitting in there, most of them all newer cars, and the parking lot, every damn parking spot in there is full. And I'm thinking, you know, the looks of that building and the looks of everything out of all them cars out there, hey, them people ain't working for minimum wage in there either. I guarantee you.
I guarantee you that. You're right about that. Yeah.
All right. Now, everybody in there is taking a paycheck. Now, is that money all coming out of you know, membership fees, membership dues? And if so, how much money can you bring in a year and be able to do what you say you're going to do and still be able to pay the people a paycheck every week? And then to pay, you know, which I don't know. I don't know who gives them what, who donates to them. You know, I'm sure they've got, you know, people that handed them money, you know, whatever. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
Wonder how much it costs to advertise with the magazine here, because the magazine's free, right? I mean, I don't pay for it. I don't know how. I don't know why I'm getting it. Maybe I signed up for something. I don't remember. But
I don't know.
I don't know why they send it to me in the mail. But anyway, they got all these ads in here. I mean, there's full of ads in this magazine. And
I like it. Like we said before, why don't they take some of that money that they're throwing around, squandering around, and buy some prime time, you know, airtime on you know, Fox or some of your local stations, you know, your stations or something, and let the general public know what's going on. Them sitting there preaching that shit to us, we don't need to hear it.
Well,
we know
that's
what it's
truth.
Like
yeah.
out here. We know
yeah.
what we're going through. The general public, I don't know. You know,
well,
come on, man.
And you're talking about
Joe
other,
Biden
other
would say,
companies.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Hey, you know, and like these other big companies that say that they support truckers, but they don't, like C.H. Robinson and DAT and all these places, you know, they don't, you know, they say, we support truck drivers. No, you don't. You're making money off of the truck drivers, you know, and all that. And
you're
milking everything they got. So if they wanted to do something, they could. They got plenty of money.
I'll tell you what, truck driver that C.H. Robinson won't support, and that's me. especially not after yesterday.
Yeah.
Me and them boys had to come to Jesus meeting yesterday on the phone.
Man, I love it. Born
oh,
again.
Yeah. I took one of them. I took one of their. Yeah, it was a broker load. But it was ugly. They called me. They had one of their. I don't know who it was, but he called me a half a dozen times within about 4 hours, and I finally unloaded on him. I told him, I said, you call me one more time wanting to know what my ETA was. If I was loaded, what's your ETA? I said, let me tell you something. I said, I'm on track pretty good right now, but I said, one more phone call. And I said, this load ain't going to deliver till tomorrow. So you might as well just get ready to reschedule it. Oh, no, they need that stuff today. I said, one more phone call, and they'll get it tomorrow. I said, now, you think I'm lying? Try me. I said, I own the truck, I own the trailer. Well, you're coming. I said, I don't give a damn what my agent said. I don't care what the company said. I'm the captain of this ship. One more phone call, and you'll get that stuff. Your customer will get it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I didn't get no more phone calls.
That's awesome. I love
that. I mean, that's just need to start standing up with yourself. You are responsible for what goes on out here in this truck. If you hurt somebody, you kill somebody, you hurt yourself, whatever, you are to blame. Don't blame dispatch. Don't blame the company. Don't blame the four-wheelers and everybody else. Put the blame where it belongs on you. Because
you
had the ability to have the sign. You got the final say. You know what you can do, what you can't.
That's it right there.
There you are.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, because, I mean, I think we were talking to a lot of people at the truck show, and that's what we brought it up. We're like, we're probably one of the only organizations that does any kind of podcast or anything or any kind of videos on YouTube that actually say, truck drivers, you responsibility for your actions. And it's like, if you want a thing to change, you're going to have to change. And that's what they just like we're talking about with speed limiters. You know, if you just keep taking it and you don't actually, you know, the convoy is one thing. Shutting down is another thing. If you don't stick to your guns, and just like the brokers, when the brokers are trying to milk that load, you just got to tell them, no, I'm done.
Right.
And just stop dealing with the brokers that are doing you wrong.
I made one mad yesterday. They want me to go over. My dispatcher called me, said, Greg, he said, I found this load. He said, I want to run it by you, buddy. I said, okay. I said, what is it? Oh, this guy's got a load. He said, it's over. I was in Georgia. He wanted me to go over around Atlanta somewhere. I don't know where the hell it was at over there. Didn't care. Pick up this load of Anheuser, you know, Anheuser Brewery. Pick up a load of beer, take it to Rock Hill, South Carolina, 400 some odd miles. And them silly asses wanted to pay $1,500. And they told you, when you come in there, make sure the driver, when he comes in, make sure he's three-quarters of the way full on fuel, because we load the truck according to the weight that it comes on. So they're going to gross you out
yeah.
with beer,
right.
And then you're going to drive 400 miles for $1,500. No, dude, no, not me. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. He said, well, I already signed the confirmation. I said, well, I guess you better go get in the truck because you ain't going to do it on this truck.
Yeah, see, there you go, too.
I didn't
take it. Yeah, I mean, they sit down and say, well, we'll, you know, and but here's the question. What is he getting for that load? He says he's giving you $1,500. What is he getting?
Well, that's just it. Buddy of mine was talking, me and him was talking. They're talking about, you know, supply chain shortage. Can't get trucks, can't get drivers. Now, think about this. Anybody mm-hmm. with a lick of common sense could see this. Now.
Right.
You got a broker out there. When you pull into a shipper, because I've been doing it here lately, I got all kinds of time to screw around anymore. So I go into the shipper, and they're in there crying and whining. Oh my God, man, they're killing us. So you guys, I don't know how you're making it on fuel. What do you mean? Oh man, they're just raping us on these freight rates to get this stuff moved. I mean, they're charging us out the wazoo to get this stuff moved.
Yeah.
So that's why our price is going up, and then the guy on the other end that bought it, now he's jacking his prices up, passing it on to the consumer. All right, we know that's going on.
Right.
All right, now, if the brokers are charging the shippers this enormous amount of money to move that load.
Right.
And then the customer is getting the stuff, so he's jacking his prices up.
Yep.
To recoup some of his money, so he's passing it on to the consumer, anybody that buys that stuff. So now they're hurting. The shipper's hurting because he's having to pay out the butt. All right, and now you got the little guy right in the middle that does all the work, which is us. We're paying almost $6 a gallon for fuel. Some places it's $6 a gallon.
Yep.
And look at the rates. They're wanting you to pull stuff for $2.90 a mile.
Yeah.
I see a guy there today. So what are you getting paid a mile? Oh, yeah, $2.90 a mile. I said $2.90 a mile. Oh yeah. He says I'm not doing bad. He said it's okay. I said how in the hell can you operate for $2.90 a mile?
Yeah.
You're talking about almost a dollar a mile, or right at a dollar a mile just for fuel. I mean, you think about it. 500 miles, you run 500 miles, if you're running as hard as these guys want, I mean, there ain't a truck out there too many that's getting much over 7 miles a gallon if they're getting that.
Yeah.
So how, well, if the rates is up on, you know, if the price is up on the shipper, you know, on the supplier that the shipper's getting charged for and the customer, now there's a big valley right there in the middle that goes down into us. Where's that money going? It's lying in the pockets of these brokers.
Yeah.
Why in the hell can't they get a grip on that? But everybody says, well, the government needs to do something. Government, no, they don't. We need to do something. The government is not going to do anything for us because they got us right where they want us.
The more and more you pay attention to the news and the more and more you get involved in learning and everything, you realize that every agency the government's created, it's created to keep you down. It's not created to build you up. You know, the education system was created to keep you down. You know, they don't want you smart.
Yep.
You know, they want you to be obedient. And that's, you know, and just like everything else, you know, it's, what was the other guy talking about? It was like the benefits, you know, health care and everything. I mean, they have the ability to deny you health care whenever they want. So it's not like you're guaranteed health care. You know, they know that it's other people making money. It's the hospitals making money, but you're not getting any healthier, you know.
We did that, too. It's just like health care. Take that, for instance. If you
got
an animal out here, and like we said, you know, and it gets real ill or, you know, terminally ill, and you know that animal ain't going to live, where it's a dog, a cat, a cow, a horse, what it is. All right, they say, well, you need to have it put down. That's a humane thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So you take it, you have it, you do whatever, they give it a shot, it goes to sleep, and it's out of its misery.
Yeah.
All right. Why the hell can't you do that to people?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
When people get cancer or something, they're terminally ill, and they're laying there terminally ill, you know they ain't got no chance in hell of ever getting back up and living a normal life. They got to lay there and suffer with that cancer eating them up and pain and stuff every day, and they just keep pumping them full of drugs, pain pills, fentanyl, whatever, to keep the pay down. Well, we're just trying to make them as comfortable as we can for the remainder of their life. You want to make them comfortable, you know, make it legal for them to, assisted suicide.
Yeah, they collect that money.
No, they won't do that, because that's right. Because the doctors and the doctors, attorneys, the hospitals and shit, they want to suck every penny out of you before you go. They want to make sure they get every penny out of you they can get.
That's it.
They're just as crooked as the government.
Yep. Everybody. I mean, it's like you got to do it yourself. It's, like I said, truck drivers, you're gonna have to start demanding the brokers. I'll tell you this right now, as an owner, if you're an owner-operator out there and you're not putting a dollar a mile in your pocket, then you're getting scammed, because there are company drivers out here making 75 cents a mile. So
you can go
to work as a company driver and make 75 cents a mile, and when you park the truck and turn the key off, you're done. So as an owner-operator, you should be making at least a dollar a mile in your pocket. That's not even covering expenses. That's the profit should be at least a dollar a mile.
Right. What I said, by the time you take it, you work for what they're trying to get you to work for, you know, pay people, your license plates, you figure in your maintenance, your maintenance, that ain't even count, you know, the normal wear and tear on it, but it's going to take its toll on it eventually, and your fuel and everything. What have you got? They said, well, you know, you didn't do bad. You did, you know, you took $3,000 home this week. Really? Seriously? $3,000? Gee, man, that was mighty nice of you to let me have that much.
Right.
You know, you blow one tire anymore, if you lose a tire out here, you're looking at $500-$600. Unless you want to run a recap on there, and they're damn near as much anymore.
Yep, that's right.
Ask Robbie how hard it is to find tires. Ask Donnie. Both of them get tires. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, keep it up, big boys. Yeah, just keep plugging away at it. Just get in there and just company truck, whatever it is, just put that right foot right on the floor, buddy. Just keep it buried right against the wood, man. You know, sooner or later, it's all going to come down.
That's it.
It's a trickle-down effect, and it's all going to come back to bite them. Just like what's going on right now in that Democratic Party. They've tried spinning it, flipping it. They've done everything to try to turn this around and show that they're doing something. No, all they're doing is digging their hole deeper.
Yeah, I mean,
they
just don't want to tell you. They don't want to tell you the truth.
Right here.
You know, just like I mean, you even have. It's so funny to me about the whole inflation thing and the whole economy thing and all that. You've got people that are supposed to be world-renowned economists. And they're on the Democratic Party, and they're telling you that whatever the Democratic Party is doing is good. Like that woman that's in charge of the Treasury right now, she was in charge of the Fed, she used to be. She is totally leftist.
Yeah.
I mean, she is like saying, boom, this is exactly what needs to happen. I'm an expert in all this. And it's like it's totally opposite of what actually needs to happen. You know, and everybody, there's one guy, he's making his rounds. He was the, like, Treasury Secretary or somebody under Bill Clinton. And he goes around talking about how debt is okay. As long as the economy is growing, debt is okay. And that's the problem right now, is you got an economist, a guy that went to college, served in the White House and all that, and he's going around telling everybody debt's okay. You know, that's why it's like Dave Ramsey should be in charge of the Fed, because he's exactly what people need to understand, is debt is not okay. Nowhere ever in any kind of universe – in any kind of system, whether it's government or personal property or anything, debt is not okay. Just like Donald Trump.
Right.
Donald Trump really is not that wealthy because he has so much debt. He's just been able to leverage it to, like, he takes other debt and borrows more money on more debt. And it's like he sells something and you make that money, you pay it off, then you go borrow more money. And it's like that's what he's been doing. And really it's kind of one of those things, whereas we should have never, ever supported somebody that had that much debt. The problem was that as soon as you go find somebody that's got money, like a Mitt Romney or somebody, well, hell, they're just as crazy leftist as anybody else. You know?
Exactly.
So yeah, I mean, I don't understand. Once people get in power, I don't know, there's somebody running something. There's some kind of alien force going on up there, but as soon as somebody gets into the front office, they go crazy. So you know, I don't know what it is, but yeah, I don't understand how you can say that, you know, debt's okay. You know, we can borrow more money. We need to spend more money. And anytime, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. Every time I see the government voting to spend more money, whether it be Ukraine or, you know, a hurricane or disaster relief, I'm like, where's that money coming from? You know, and what people don't understand is as the government prints more money, the money becomes less valuable. That's why you have inflation right now. When we were spending all that money on COVID, then the money became less valuable. That's why inflation hit so hard here in the last couple of years. That's it right there. And then, you know, everybody was like, well, I got free money. The government sent me money as a COVID relief, you know, and everything. Uh-huh. And it's like, they went out and spent it, you know, and of course I got some of it and I spent some of it, but I didn't spend all of it. But again, it was money that's sitting in my bank and I put it in the savings account. It didn't do nothing in savings because they set the interest rate so low so now it's like saving money. There's no incentive to save money anymore. You know, in fact, I was doing good. I bought some stock right there when all that hit, and I made like $1,000 in the stock market just because I had money. And then when the stock fell because of the COVID, you know, the American Airlines like pretty much just went down like 70% in the stock prices, and everybody was selling. So you buy it, and then once the COVID ends and the stock price goes back up, then you sell it. And I made a lot of money. And for me, that's a lot of money. For somebody else, it might not be a lot of money, but it was $1,000 that I made in 6 months. That was awesome. So, yeah. But
$1,000 you didn't have.
Exactly. And I didn't do much to do it. You know, I made that money not doing anything. I didn't have to work. All I had to do was – well, I take that back. I saved money. I worked and I saved. And then an opportunity came, and I seized on it. And that's what it boils down to is what we have to do is you have to work and you save, and then you take advantage of opportunities. LaDainian Tomlinson.
Right.
Very successful running back, played for TCU. He was from Waco, Texas, and his thing about luck. He says he got lucky, or some people say he got lucky or whatever. And he'll tell you the definition of luck is when preparedness meets opportunity. So you got to be prepared to take advantage of your opportunity, and that's getting lucky. And that's exactly what he's talking about. I love it when he said that. So yeah, I mean, you got to start doing it for yourself. Ain't nobody gonna do it. You know, just like Social Security. You think Social Security is going to be around when we get ready to start collecting on it? I don't know.
You know what? That right there is what pisses me off. The government didn't put a penny into that. The people put that in there, right or wrong?
Right.
You put money into Social Security. What gives them the right to go in there and take that money and borrow that money and use it knowing they ain't never going to put it back?
No, that's the thing. The person that I learned this from was Judge. What was the guy's name? Judge Napolitano. Remember that guy? He was on Fox News a lot. He was a libertarian guy, and he did radio shows and all that. He did some documentaries about that, and it was funny because when they passed the law to start Social Security, they told everybody. Everybody got told when they said, okay, we're going to pass this law. It's going to tax your paychecks, and we're going to put that money into a savings account. And then that money is going to grow, and it's going to save and everything. And then when you get ready to retire, then that money will be available for you to get. And they said that to everybody. And the way the law was passed, that was the way it was passed. It's going to be in a savings account. The taxes, the money is going to be put in the savings account, and then nobody's going to touch it. It's going to keep growing. They passed it. They said this is a great idea. Everybody supported it. All the people out there were like, yes, a retirement account, you know, controlled by the government. Everybody's like, as soon as it got passed, Franklin Roosevelt went to the Supreme Court and says, this is a tax, and I should be able to spend that money. I mean, it was like the very next day, he went to the Supreme Court, and he says, I need you to make this where I can spend it. And people were like, no, you can't spend that money. And then the Supreme Court said, yeah, he can spend that money because it's a tax, and he can spend it.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened. And so yeah, they shouldn't be allowed to, but the government, the people that are in charge, you know, everybody, all those Democrats want to say the Supreme Court, there's a bunch of people, they shouldn't be in charge of everything. And, you know, it's bad, bad, bad. Well, yeah, it is bad. You shouldn't be in charge of everything. Shouldn't be telling people that you can just, you know, do certain things or you can't do certain things. You shouldn't be able to do that. But, you know, that's the way we live is you know, unless it's hurting somebody, you know, that's the only thing. So, yeah.
I'm convinced the only way they're ever going to straighten this country out, even think about it, I mean, and we've all heard it. We've all made the comment. The only way that they can do that, is they're going to have sometime, somewhere, probably won't be in our lifetime, but somewhere they're going to have to put term limits on these policies.
Oh, it's over. Yeah, I mean, we'll probably be splitting off into a different countries. That's what they're talking about now with the whole abortion thing. They're even talking about that. They're like, abortion is so dividing that you're going to have, you know, California trying to separate from the United States, or you're going to have, you know, Texas or Florida trying to separate because of all that, you know. And now we get into the gender stuff, and then you're getting into gun control now with everybody thinks that, you know, all Republicans are white supremacists because of the guy up there in New York that went crazy, you know, that kind of stuff. That's just what it is. Is, you know, I mean, look at Biden. He went out there today. He went out there to Buffalo, New York, right? Because it was a tragedy. You know where he didn't go? He didn't go to Wisconsin when the black racist ran over a bunch of people at a Christmas parade. He didn't go there because that wasn't beneficial to him.
Yeah.
He only went to the place where the white supremacists.
When was the last time you seen him in Chicago?
Exactly. You know, nobody cares about Chicago.
They're up for killing each other every weekend.
Yeah, people
not
are shooting
one
each
or
other.
Two.
Exactly. You got like 30 shootings every weekend. You know, I mean, kids are getting killed.
What they have through the week.
Yep. One of the guys, Jason Whitlock, he's a football player turned commentator. He's on that Blaze network, and he did a thing where he'll show all the children that have died in, like, you know, whatever time period you tell him. You know, he just does it. Whenever a child dies of gun violence, he makes sure and it gets talked about. He's the only one that does that. And of course, every time he talks about a child getting shot or dying of gun violence or something, you know, it's always a black child, and that's what pisses him off.
Right.
You know, he's like that ain't right. You cannot go out there and talk about how bad things are without mentioning that. But nobody's mentioning it. You know, nobody cares. So
that's right.
So that's what it is. It's the opportunity, and you got politicians out there. I mean, even the Republicans, I hate it too. I mean, you know what's going to happen as soon as a Republican gets in the White House? He's just going to spin. We got to spend this. We got to do this. We got to support this. And it's like, you know, if we can get somebody in there to just say, you know what, we're done. We're not doing that no more. You know, I mean, that's what's going to happen. But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because, you know, everybody's on a side, and it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter now what kind of crazy things are going on. As long as you're on the right side, it's like this is my side. Everybody on my side is perfect. Ain't nothing wrong with anybody on my side. As long as people keep thinking that way, it's never going to change.
Well, if anybody thinks the fuel is going to go back to where it was, keep thinking that.
Well, remember that was...
Every time they do this, they jack the fuel prices way up. And then they'll drop it off for $1, $1.50, or maybe $2.
Yeah.
And then it's still way too high. And everybody thinks they're getting a hell of a deal, and everybody shuts right up.
Yep.
And then they screw around, and they find some reason to jack it up, and then it goes up twice as high again. Then they bring it down. Eventually, they're going to get the fuel and the gas and stuff. I mean, right now, where it's at now, there ain't going to be too many more years where this is going to be the norm for it. You're going to be happy with it. Say, well, that's good. Look how cheap it is. It's $5.25 right here a gallon. Man, that's cheap. $8.
Yeah, they say that there's the supply of gasoline or diesel is actually running low because everybody's shipping it to Europe because of the war. And the funny thing about that is that the governments, like the European Union, is paying the producers of gasoline and diesel. They're paying them top dollar because it's a government contract. It's like, hey, hey, we're the government. We'll pay you. We need that fuel. Well, you know, over here I can sell it for $5 a gallon. So if you pay me $7.50 or $8 a gallon to get it, I'll ship it to you instead. Okay, done deal. Boom. And now people are making money.
Right, now,
and all that. So yeah,
is diesel fuel not the byproduct of gasoline?
Well, yeah, but you know what we found out is that Europe uses diesel way more than we do. Because diesel is in all their cars. They use it way more. So,
but my point is, why in the hell are they ramped up now? Say, well, they're producing today, I just heard it. Well, they're starting to ramp up. They're producing more diesel fuel than there are gasoline. How do they do that? How do they make gas? How do they make
gas?
Yeah, they
can't.
I mean,
yes. If anybody's saying that, they're lying. We know that. Yeah, we know that. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I heard it. Yeah. I heard it today. They've said it three or four times. I think, really? How in the hell do you make gas diesel fuel without making gasoline?
The only thing I can say is that the byproduct that they get, they don't actually produce the diesel fuel until they actually have to keep the price up. That's my only thing is that they let it sit there in the cook, you know, in the pot a little too long, and they don't have to make it until they have to make it. I don't know, but yeah, I agree with you.
Like I said, I'm sorry, but like I said, I'd like to see them put that speed limiters on these trucks.
I'd like to see them
set at 65 mile an hour, and I'd like to see diesel fuel go to $15 a gallon.
So.
Yeah, we're all gonna pay for it. But boy, I tell you what, it's gonna be a scary sight out here with these trucks not seeing anything. And
you know
what's gonna be funnier?
I love it.
All these big shiny trucks running around here with these big fancy rides, and I know the guys have got a right to be proud of them. They got a lot of money in them and everything else. But you know what? Looks ain't everything.
That's right.
But what's gonna be funny is they got all these big shiny trucks, and I'm not saying all of them. I'm not putting them in the basket of deplorables, but you got a lot of these guys out here that's got these big shiny trucks that think they're better than everybody else. Look at me. I got this big shiny truck. I'm more important than you are. I can go fast. I can do this. I can do that. You know, he's going to look pretty damn stupid running around 65 mile an hour with all that lights and chrome and stainless and shiny shit, shiny wheels. He's going to look pretty damn stupid running around 65 mile an hour with everybody else. He's going to be right on the level playing field. He's going to be better than nobody else.
That's
Is
right.
Is that what it's going to take?
Go.
Is that what it's going to take to win everybody else?
I agree. I think that's what's going to happen. I tell you what, I'd like to see it. I'd like to see that because there'd be a lot of money sitting on the side of the road with them not being able to get going. So, yeah, I agree with you.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, I got to get to work. So,
all right.
Been fun. Ain't been real fun.
Yep, I hear you.
All right, now. Good deal.
All right.
Yeah.
You take care. We'll talk to you later.
All right, you too, bud. Appreciate you. All right. Good deal.
All right. Talk to you later now.
Yep. Man, I tell you what, that was a great episode there. Great call. We had a lot of fun and appreciate everybody listening along and everything. And this is what we talk about. We talk about how the world gets affected by trucking and how trucking gets affected by what's going on in the world. So you can check it out. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com. We're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Be sure to check out our website, redneckandeyes.com also. And also, don't forget to go thank our great sponsors, DPF Regeneration. You can go check them out, dpfregeneration.com. Or you can give them a call at 634-3010. 800-634-3010. DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. And, of course, we got Trucker Tools there at truckertools.com. And then, of course, Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. We appreciate all their support and all of all the people that have been involved with them. All been great to Redneck and Eyes, and we really do appreciate them. So Women of Redneck and Eyes is tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Like I said, same phone number, 515-602-9731. And we'll be back on Thursday. And then we're going to keep doing our Sunday show. So call in on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We appreciate everybody doing that. So until next time, everybody, stay safe. Stay successful, and stay safe, stay successful, keep it between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.